You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government has announced $2 billion will be distributed over the next 2 years after an initial funding allocation to the National Bushfire Recovery Fund. Chaired by the former Australian Federal Police Commissioner Andrew Colvin, the National Bushfire Recovery Agency is liaising with the states and territories as the rebuilding and recovery effort begins. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the money will assist people affected by past, present and future bushfires and is in addition to the disaster relief payments that are already being made available.
It is an initial commitment, and if further funds are required, further funds will be provided. What we are focusing on here is the human cost and the rebuilding cost for people's lives. We are not focused on the financial cost, we are focused on the human cost and ensuring that we can do everything we can as quickly as we can to support that recovery effort.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg will be meeting with representatives from the insurance industry, which he says will play a crucial role.
There's been some 6,000 claims that have already been made, totaling nearly $400 million. And the insurance companies have put assessors and recovery specialists out into the field already where it is safe to do so. And tomorrow I'll be meeting with the Insurance Council, the regulators, CEOs, to see what can be done to get that money back into people's pockets as quickly as possible.
The federal announcement followed Victoria committing $50 million to a newly created agency known as Bushfire Recovery Victoria. Premier Daniel Andrews says the agency is designed to have a permanent presence.
This is going to be a standing bushfire recovery agency because we are going to see longer fire seasons, and we are going to see, we should just be honest about the fact we're going to see more and more fires, more and more damage as each fire season comes. And to have that standing capacity, that the important expertise, and have that there at a moment's notice, I think is a wise investment on our part.
Former Chief Police Commissioner Ken Lay is to chair Bushfire Recovery Victoria.
So an important piece of work for me is going to be to make sure that we get the recovery piece right at the end of this fire season, but also to develop an organisation that has the capacity and capability to address these issues next year when the fires come, and the year after, and the year after, and the year after that. So I thank the government for having the foresight to do this. This is going to be a very important organisation.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison faced more questions today about the government's response, including about the absence from Australia of Defence Minister Linda Reynolds, who flew to Bali on December 28 for what was planned to be a 9-day holiday. She ended up cutting that break short by 2 days and returned to Australia on January 3rd. While in Bali, the minister was tweeting updates, including one that read, "Thank you to all serving. We're in this together." Senator Reynolds only confirmed her presence in Bali yesterday under repeated questioning by journalist Samantha Maiden of The New Daily. Prime Minister Scott Morrison defended the holiday arrangements, saying over the past 2 weeks, Australia had called up 3,000 Defence Force reserves and put in place the biggest force to act on a natural disaster since Cyclone Tracy.
Not one decision has been hindered by any of those arrangements. Not one piece of information, not one authorisation, not one deployment. It has all continued to proceed. And at the end of the day, that's what matters to people, Sam. Are things getting done on the ground? And when you get 1,100 people evacuated out of Mallacoota by the deployment of a naval asset in the Chules, that was done during this period of time, I think what has happened on the ground speaks for itself.
Another contentious matter is the claim the Prime Minister's office had provided background briefings to some media outlets blaming the New South Wales government for apparently refusing to accept naval support. On Saturday, Shari Markson of News Limited published an article saying the New South Wales government had knocked back countless offers of naval support from Canberra. On Saturday afternoon, 10 News First journalist Peter Van Onselen tweeted, "The inner sanctum of Team Morrison are actively backgrounding media against the New South Wales coalition government to try and make sure the Prime Minister doesn't wear the blame for his handling of the fires. It's extraordinary that this is their focus at the moment. Premier Gladys Berejiklian denies she knocked back naval assistance and says those operational matters are handled by the New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons. He says the claims are false.
The answer simply is no. There has been no offer of assistance that I'm aware of that we haven't accepted. And as a matter of fact, if these rumours or these messages keep going around, I would simply ask for what was the offer of assistance that we've rejected, because I'm certainly not aware of any. And as a matter of fact, I've been at pains over the last few months to talk about how I've never seen the integration of ADF into peacekeeping operations like we've seen in New South Wales over recent months.
Shari Markson says the Prime Minister's office did brief her, saying the New South Wales Premier had turned down an offer of bushfire assistance from the Australian Defence Force, which prompted a journalist to put this question to Shane Fitzsimmons.
Then what do you say, Commissioner, to the Prime Minister's office, who was evidently lying to journalists, saying that Gladys Berejiklian had refused assistance?
I'd say put up and give me the example where we have rejected any assistance from the ADF.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.